We're holding him in Gimlum and Aleph. By the two dots. Tan Rabbanan. So the Pasuk says, L'yitama ba'ba mo'ab l'hecholo. So the Pasuk says, l'hecholo at shosha yomai. So Tanakama says in the Braisa that we learn out from the Pasuk l'hecholo that even if the person already has been attacked in such a way that he's about going to die, the iser of being with them doesn't start until they actually die. Okay. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says from the Aviv Limor Lochib Lachosha Lo Yitama Lohem B'moisom, he says by Nozir B'moisom, that Gitma Acha Yamus B'moisom, what does it do with the Gersa? He takes out the word Gitma Lo Yitama Lohem B'moisom Acha Yamus. So again, this is only once he actually dies. But till then, there's no way to be with them. So Moses says, "My benayu, Rabbi Yochanan, Mashmos Darshim." There's no difference between the two drushes. The results are exactly the same. That the Isser doesn't start till the moment of Misa. Beforehand, there's no Isser. Rish Lakish says, "No, Mashmos Darshim Ikebenayu." Rish Lakish Amar Goy says, "Ikebenayu." Is there an issue to be together with a person who's a geisus? The man darim almar milahechalo philogoses, that he understands that being with a geisus already, the person is putting himself in a situation where he is desecrating his kahuna, because since the geisus is going to die, so he has compromised his kahuna by being with a geisus. Even though the Gersus has not died yet, but being in a situation where the chances are that he's going to is going to die in him, so that goes into the Isser. The Rosh says because the word Chalal, which can be translated as a corpse, I mean it's a person, like Chalal Cheriv, it means a person who's been killed by the cheriv, the state of halal is already before he dies. He's in that state of being been caused to be killed. Already, he's been. How do you translate halal over there? Okay, he is the cholol who is going to die because of the situation. So lehechalo is being with someone who is a cholol already. Okay. The Madar B'moisom, but according to Rabbi's drasha of B'moisom, which means until he dies, Achiyamus in Goseis Lo. Actual death. This was only once that there's actual death, which Goseis is not dead yet. So he's not over this or until the actual Misa. Okay. Now let's go back. So according to the one who darshins milahechalo, haksi b'moisom. What does he do with the pasuk that this is only b'moisom? Miborle lechid a rebbe. We use it for a different drasha. The Tanya Rebbe Omer b'moisom. And a matame, the Isser is to be matame by to them through Misa. Alba matame benegatom ubezivosom. If they have a nega or they have ziva, there's no Isser of being matame to these people. That the Isser of Nazar is only an Isser of tumas Misa. The other types of tuma, even though they're going to put upon the Nazir a significant state of tumah, it's not Osir. Okay, Lamandamar B'moisom, the one who says we darshan from B'moisom, Ach Yamus, so how does he know? How can he do that? Homi Boyle Lahai Swara, we need the Pasik of the Moisam, the Tumah of the Isra is Misa and not other types of Tumah. So more answers in Cain, if it was just coming for the purpose of to limit Misa, the Isra to Misa and not other types of Tumah, Lamer Krob B'mobis or B'mois, my B'moisam, as they die, stressing it's only after they have died. Shemata minotarti. So we see both points from that pasuk. Okay. Well, the man damer b'moisam haksiv lehechalo. So what does he do with the pasuk of lehechalo? Some more answers. Lehechalo lehachi u'da'asa. B'mi she'enu mechulo. Yes, the zeshem mechulo v'omid. So we had this. Point before Mbeis and Mbeis that the Isser of being Matame doesn't apply if he's already Tame. He's a Mechul of Oimei, the Isser, there's no Isser of Tumah. Okay, so the Mor says, okay, Madurmer Lehechalo, that Lehechalo tells me that there's a requirement of actual Misa, so how can he learn out from Lehechalo? We need it for this drush of Mechul of Oimed, to exclude a Mechul of Oimed. Hami Boyle the High Swar, we need it for this drush of, to exclude a Mechul of Oimed. Some more answers in Cain, Lemikra, Lahachel. Do not be with Loyitama, Baalbamav, Lahachel, to cause a chilul to him. Which means excluding a person with mechulah ba'imid, my lehechalo to his state of becoming hachel shmati minotarti. Okay, meisvei. Mishnah says in Oilus, all the men of matame el achatetei nafshoi. The tumah is not generated until the person actually dies. Ifilu maguyad, even if the person is cut up. Philogosis, and even if it's a goises, so there's no issur of tuma, no din tuma. So the Mor says, according to Reish Lakish, according to Rabbi, the Madamer lehechalo, he learns it out from lehechalo. No, I'm sorry, the Tanakama who learns it out from lehechalo. According to Reish Lakish, we're saying the issur is even by goises. It's not tame. Some verses you're right. Linyan tumuye ad nafka nafshe. The tuma is only once it's the person has actually died. Linyan eschule ha ischul. In regards to the isser of lehechalo, he's already considered lehechalo from the being together with him when he's a goises. Okay, let's see the Rosh.
Is that a full consideration of chilul? I mean, does it, if he then leaves before the person dies?
He was over the lav.
He was over the lav, is for restart count of days for not Nizir.
Well, this is by Kayan. This was written by Kayan. I don't think you learn it out to Nazir. I'm not sure. Zad Rosh Lehechalo. This din of the Lehechalo according to Rish Lakish. Achosha Yamus, Sidarshan is in the Brisa Achayamus, Lafuke Meguyad, Megosis, Lehechalo Masha the Achashanasa Cholo. After the person has become a corpse, so then the Isser is to be Metama to them. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan says, that there's no difference between b'moisam or lehechalo. Mashmos darshim ikim b'nayu. Tevau savri lafuke meguyad b'goises. They both agree that the case of meguyad and goises, meguyad is the person that's been cut up, or a person just, and goises could be just through other illness or being elderly. It's not because there was an external reason why they're dying, but either way they're dying, but that's not enough to be the Isser. So they're arguing in the halacha, just having different sources. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish says no. Mandamar milahechalah filo goisis the shaper mikri cholol kim and the rov goisis im lemisa. So the state of a goisis is called a cholol. Samor says so has to do with my son. Matamahu bezivu ben the goyim im hoya aviv zover mitzera. There's no iser of the son who's a nazir being involved with his father, who's a Zavr Mitzara, even though it's going to generate a Tumah on the Nazir, the Isser of Tumah, Nazir is only the Isser of Tumah's Mace. The Mor says, if I want to darshan out, Mechulav Oymed, in Kelim Mekroah, Lahachel, the Shemin and Goises, the Chashem Cholo. Like we said before, the Koran Rish Lakish's understanding. The Tanna Kamma who learns that from the Hechalo holds that a geisus is called a cholo. Okay, so it brought the Mishnah in Oilus. It says afilu meguyud mechutoch leivorim. He's cut up into pieces. Lashon gadu ilano, the language of a pasuk which uses the word gadu to cut down the tree. So the pasuk in Daniel. So you see, gadu means to cut. The Mor says Tumah is not till he dies, but the Isser of Ichilol is not until is even before that. Even though we do have the pasuk of Bemosom which tells me that the actual Tumah is not till he dies, it's not called. He's over. This is lo yitame. Mikamokam loikem mishum lehechalo. He is over lo yitame b'avam of lehechalo. The kibun the samach lo yitame. The shina nami lav ala hechalo. Lo yitame, lo yitame, and lo yitame lehechalo. Do not be in a situation of even hechalo is ready also. So the lo at the beginning of the pasuk applies to lehechalo. That there's a lav ala hechalo. The kiluksi lo yitame b'av ba'amoy. Bamov, below the hechalo, do not do A or do not do B. Do not be metame full tumah. That's lo yitame, and below the hechalo, and do not be meichel yourself. The Hanukkah says shena roy lichyos, which means do not be with the goyses who can't live. Now, so this is all mishlokish. Rabbi Yochanan says there's no such drasha. The Tanna Kamma and Rebbe agree that it's only till it actually dies. Rebbe Yochanan Rish Lakish always pass like Rebbe Yochanan. So Zatar Rosh Mihacha Shemina the Kayan Enam Muzar Al Gaisis, the Kayan that's not over in Isser by Gaisis, the Kayan along Rebbe Yochanan the Gaber Rish Lakish, you pass like Rebbe Yochanan over Rish Lakish. Number Mashmos Darshim Mikibinayu that there's no Nafkamina in Halacha between the Tanna Kamma and Rebbe Yossi. Stop. Tanakama and Rebbe. They're only arguing in where you see it in the pasuk. Ubein le Rebbe, ubein le Rabbanan, ein a muzer elav achiyamus. However, so that should be straightforward. Umiyu, the Baal Halachos Gedolos, the Bahag, is Geris. Abaye b'makom Rabbi Yochanan, v'rava should be rava b'makom Rish Lakish. So this argument is not between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish; it's between Abaye and Rava. So Abaye says masmo shtar shemikamenayu, and Rava says gushes ikamenayu. Now we have both seen Abaye b'rava, we're passing like Rava. So if passing like Rava, we now have Rava on record saying that the Rabbanan say that there's an issue of a cholol already of lehechalo of even a geisus. Pisa halacha kerava should be kerava legabi abaya. Well, the rava pligi rabbi rabbanon be geisus. Now, so who are we passing like in that machlokes? So according to rava, rabbi and the rabbanon are arguing, And we have a rule that halacha k'rebi mechaveiro v'lo mechaveirov. We pass the Rebbe against any other one tana, we pass like Rebbe. But against the Rebbe, against the Chachamim, against the Rabbanah, we don't pass like Rebbe. So since the Tanakh Kama, the Brice, is presented as Stam, it's not Misyachas to any specific Tano, that gives it the status as if it's a Rabbin. And Rebbe is the Yachid. So, Vein Aloha Karebi Mechave Rav. So, according to that, Nimsa Kayan Muzer Alagosis. So, according to the Hag, the Kayan is Muzer Alagosis. Now, that's significant because the Rishonim say that the Hag was one of the Goyner. And the Ramban writes about the Garnim that whatever they say is Dibre Kabbalah, means they have a Masarah back to the Gemara. The Rishonim argue on the Garnim sometimes, they do, but in general the Rishonim have a lot of deference to the Garnim because of that fact, because they had a straight Masarah back to the Gemara. If the Bahag is on record of saying that if the Bahag is on record saying that this is going to turn out that there's an Isser, so we're going to be chashish for this halacha lemaisa, that a kayin should not be in a situation where he has an Isser going to be with somebody who's a geisis because of the pasuk of lehechalo. Okay.
So that is the way we pass.
I don't know. I never really went through that those halachas well, so I don't want to give a saga. My understanding is we discourage a kind of being with the guy says, I'm not sure we hold these mamash over an isser. I don't know. Okay. The Moor is going to move into some Hilchus Tumas. We said the Pasuk allows a Kohen Hedyot to take care of become the Tome for the purpose of taking care of the needs of the burial of his seven relatives. Amar Chista Murav. So the more Megillah Mabez. So that Nikta Rosha Shal Aviv, if the father's head has been cut off. Okay. So En Matame Lo. So that the son cannot be Matame to him. My time. Amakra Lo Aviv is Manshu Sholem, Elov is Manshu Chaser. It has to be his father. Father's missing the head. So that's lacking in the state of being of the father. So the heter of L'aviv doesn't apply anymore.
Chaser here is just the heter of the aver.
It's lobbed off the head, but it means any significant aver. Missing a finger is not going to be called chaser. Chances are it'd be hard to get something as significant as it's the head, but you know, I don't know, can work it out. Amalei Rav Hamnuna. So Rav Hamnuna said to Rav Chista, Elamiyata, according to what you're quoting in the name of Rav, the following should come out. Ka'ozel bepaksa d'arovis, the valley of a place called Arovis, which was it was known to be a very dangerous place, a lot of criminals there. Paskua ganbi l'reshe, and so he's traveling with his father and they get attacked and the listim cut off the father's head. You're saying that he can't take care of take care of burying the father. I mean, what's supposed to happen? So what are you asking me? You're asking me because what else is supposed to happen? Well, that's a meis mitzvah already, Kamarta. Because you're saying, well, he's by himself. There's somebody that, nobody there available to take care of him. So that's the person can be metame for a meis mitzvah. There's nobody there to take care of the meis. Even a kohen gadol can be metame. Hashi Yishlomer Bachrini Mechayev. The situation of a meis mitzvah, even if somebody's not related to him, he's chayiv. But Obi Vlokolshke, the meis mitzvah is his father, for sure he has a chayiv. Verses 1 second. This answer that he's a meis mitzvah, v'hai meis mitzvahu, this is considered meis mitzvahu, v'atanya. The definition of Ezel meis mitzvah, kol she'en lo kovrin, that there's nobody available to bury the person. If the kohen gadol is not allowed to be metame for anybody except for a meis mitzvah, the kohen gadol is walking along all by himself and he finds a meis. If the kohen gadol could call out, and there's even though he's by himself, if he calls loudly, somebody in the distance will hear him. So there are people in the vicinity. So ein zeh meis mitzvah, the kohen gadol is not allowed to be metame to the meis, and he has to call the people and let them do it. So the more it is over here, that even though nobody will be willing to bury the meis for free, that's the type of neighborhood that they live in. But Va Islay, there are people who are there who live in Pax of the Rubbers was a place where people lived, and even if they were criminals, if you pay them enough money, so they'll bury him. Moore says the situation which we're discussing over here, the bra, the son, given the cause of Borcha, Kamisha, and Lokarbim Dami. That might be true that there are people, but he would have to go search for the people. He's not going to start making a deal with the people who just cut his father's head off. That's probably not the smartest situation. So he'd have to go search other people, leaving the mace there, etc. Right now, where he is, he doesn't actually have somebody who's available, so we would consider that a situation of meis mitzvah. Okay, let's see the rush.
How quickly do you have to be able to contact people, to find others who can bury him? For it not to be a meis mitzvah, I can get people there in 3 days to bury him.
No, that would be a few hours is normal. I mean, it takes time, but the same. But anything beyond that is considered leaving meis and bizoyin.
This is assuming one can't leave the meis where.
No, for the tzarach of the meis, we could leave the meis. I mean, kabbalistically, you don't leave the meis. I'm saying, but mitzad. The mitzvah of the Torah, meis mitzvah, he needs to go get a shovel, he'll go get a shovel. Right? But this idea that he's going to go and start finding somebody, going to where there might be somebody to get that type of situation, he's all alone. There's nobody here. He can do something about it and start trying to find the change the situation. That is not mechuyav. That's not called there's somebody else available. Top of the page. Nitzar Rosh Hashalavi shall kohen hedit. We're talking about the case of kohen hedit. So there's no din of being metame. Pax of the Robus Bika. It was a valley. Shematsuyim Baalistim. That the bandits were common there. So bandits means bandits which were killed. Kol shen lekarim karei b'cherim anu masay. The basis is there's nobody available to bury him. If he can call out, other people will respond. That's not called meis mitzvah. Um, Now, the first shot the Rosh says is, I told you the Rosh is the second shot. First shot is Pirish. Shimameis hoyu yochel likreis hoyu lakroivim oinem esoi. He has relatives who would take care of him. It's not called meis mitzvah. Yeshua Forshim, the way we learn, Kara Koyan, the Koyan who's now traveling, Koyan Godel, or even a Koyan Hedjim, but it's not a relative. He can call other people to help come bury. So then he can't be metame. So according to this, we've added a chumra over here. Even right now, this mace is all by himself, and the Koyan is all by himself. There's nobody else available, nobody here. If he could go get, so then he's mechuyev to do that. Zot the Rosh, Melisha the Gemara b'Perek Isha Rabba. This Gemara is found in Yevamos as well. Mashma the Kapirish Kama. It's mashma like the first shot that we were saying that the Bekur Matayim Milsa that. If the mace has relatives who have the responsibility of the kavura, that's not called a mace mitzvah. The gashin and hosam came in the EU loy koyoris yosa kari will only kari lebe. So the Mora says the discussion over there was the sugya. Of can the chum be erker something in the Torah? The kumbah say the chum's power we know exists. The chum can say stay passive, sit there passively, and don't do a mitzvah. Don't blow shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, even though there's a mitzvah. If it falls out on Shabbos, don't blow shofar. And this is going to be an ongoing. Then, yes, the chum have the power to uproot something in the Torah. B'shev al tas. What about being davar min haTorah? B'kumba say the Mor is discussing in the context of permitting a woman who's an eishes ish based on the testimony of an eid echad. So Mor says you need to aid him. Davar shabe erba needs to aid him. How are you matarit? Based on the testimony of 1-8, Samora suggests it should go under the rubric of the Chum have a power to be Erker Dover Minotaur. The Mora says, yeah, but over here it's an ongoing situation and she's actively being over the Isser. So Mora says, you can't do that. The Mora says, really? You can't do that? The Mora goes to the whole list of cases where the Chum did it. Right? So one of the cases is the Midaraisa, the Kayan is allowed to be Matama. The Kayan, how's the work over here? The Kayan can be Matame for his wife only after Nisuin. And what was the case over there? There's a scenario where she is if they were over in Issa to get married, so lo yitama baba mob lehechalo. One of the drushes is that the husband cannot be matama for a wife who makes him chulin by marrying her. He marries a grusha, etc. But the Gemara says that in that situation, the husband still gets the Yerusha. So he takes care of the Kamura. The Mor says he's been Yerusha the rice of Tuma. So Mor says, yeah, but since he's the Yerush, her relatives, who theoretically should take over the responsibility, are saying, he gets all the money, let him take care of it. We're not going to lay out money to take care of it and eat the barrier. He gets the money. So she's considered a mace mitzvah because nobody's going to take care of her. Or says, why? Because since he's Yerush, even the their other relatives are not going to be Yerush them. So it's like we call out and nobody's going to respond. So therefore, the husband can be metame to. So we see the definition of kari ba'onibay means that the relatives will the relatives respond or not?
So we're saying that if you had like all you. You know, you're the only relative, and there's a you know, there are people to take care of burial. I mean, you know we have that nowadays, right? Kavakdisha, right? So that's considered mace mitzvah.
No, if you would have a situation, okay, so. We discussed this then over there in that sugya, but theoretically, if you have a situation where you would have there's a kohen and a Yisrael, and the Yisrael is just a total lazy bum, he's not going to do it. Whatever so then the kohen should be matame, because the mice it's a kari baloni, but there's nobody doing it. There's somebody else there, but so that would when pashas would have a dinner mace mitzvah. So the mace is milta bizoyan. The kohen says I'm standing in my yisur, and he's saying I'm standing in my laziness. So the mace is bizoyan. So the kohen should be matame. That sugya over there is saying that in general the nature of kavura was done through the person, the people who would get the Yerusha would take care of the needs. So theoretically, if that would not be, you know, that was the reality on the ground, that people would, that's how they would react. So whether they reacted because of resentment about the Yerusha or because they're lazy, it doesn't make a difference. But if you have a situation where that wouldn't be true, so it's not a mace mitzvah. The reality over there, where we learned the Tosfos over there pointed out, we pointed out the Tosfos over there, and actually the Tosfos we gave Mar Malkum to the Tosfos, gives Mar Malkum to the Tosfos over here. The Chomer are being misakin that the husband takes care of the needs, which means they're being misakin to be over become basay. So, how do we answer the question? We're questioning the Chomer's ability to make a tekana that they should be over, but. And it's in the Torah actively. And we're saying, well, because it's like a Mace Mitzvah. Yeah, but they're still being Masakh, and it's not really a Mace Mitzvah at a Torah level. Because there are people who could take care of it. So Tosfos over there said that what the Mora is saying is that a case where there's a strong, compelling logic to compare it to a din of the Torah where it's allowed, it's not called being Arkad Avim in the Torah. So one of the ways Tosfos learns the Maskan of the Gemara over there is since there's a Chazaka, he should like a Mitzvah. It's not called being Arkad Avim in the Torah because now there's a compelling logic. We have a vehicle to compare it to something in the Torah, which allows the Eidus of an Eidus to work. That's what Tosfos over there suggests. Mumshot. So, according to that, the Gemara is never really saying that that's a bona fide Mace Mitzvah because the relatives are not going to do it. It's their responsibility. It's not the husband's responsibility. And theoretically, he should walk away. But the Chomer are going to be misakin to allow him to do it. It's the Chomer d'Rabbanan, overriding the issue of the Torah. But since it looks like a Mace Mitzvah, it fits into the, and logically, it fits into that rubric, even though it's not really a Mace Mitzvah, their Isa, that's good enough. That's what Tosfos says it over here also. Take a look over here in the Tosfos. It's in the second. It's in the second to last narrow line. Bummer read the vitamin of the lab may smitza hosom. It's not really may smitza. Rakufisha Kravel Misrashli Mimena, since the relatives are going to be lackadaisical about it, Shavu Rabban and Kemes Mitzvah, the Chum gave it as like a Mes Mitzvah. Vaavki ain't crack beyond Chum and Lakar Dov Ben Atara Bakumba say. Even though we're back to this problem, the Chum cannot be oiker of something in the Torah, which actively. B'mokam sheish ponim v'tam b'dover, in a case where there's a logic behind it, and there's a good way to present it. V'ad the kliyam yesh kach laker. They could do that. Teida the kulei sugya the hosam loy meisim isha shenemenis loy meis bali. The woman herself says that her husband died. She says, I know my husband died, but we don't have anus. But she says she knows. Is a valid logic to understand that what she's doing fits into the Dinei HaTorah. Okay. We're allowing her to remarry. We're allowing her to remarry. Right. She's actively been governed by the Eish HaZish. As far as we're concerned, we don't have no head to the Eish HaZish over here. We don't have to wait him. The Eish HaZish needs to wait him. She's still married. And we're allowing her to marry to another man and have a beer with him. So when you've been governed by the Eish HaZish every single time. Let's go finish off the rush. Kimin the ka'oza b'urcha k'mishen l'karvim dam. V'hilchach nehi demishum kurva da'aba loy mitame. So, based on the heter of the, he's related to the father, we said that since the father is chaser, he cannot be mitame to the father. Kimin the chaser mishum meis mitzvah miyam mitame, but al t'alocha meis mitzvah, he will take care of the father, bearing the father. Mikal mashma, the mei shum Yisrael sheyitabu bo, is if there's a non-kayan who can take care of the burial, lo mikri meis mitzvah. It's not called meis mitzvah, but lo yitabu bo kayan. The mashma dafka v'paksa the rabbis lo shichi in shiklal. People don't travel there, so he's on the road by himself. There's nobody else available. People, he can't say, well, I'll just wait for a minute and see, and wait for the next traveler. People are, in general, don't travel there because of the danger. Since it's Lashkichi Inshi, therefore it's Mesa Mitzvah. Ho Yishkichi Inshi, if you'll Adam Krevea Mace, Lo Yitama Koyin. Even though the other people are not the relative, and they could argue, why me? But since they have the kohen says I'm a kohen, I can't, and they should. That's called their other kohen. There are other kohenim available.
I mean, in a sense, that's a meis mitzvah for the Yisrael. There's a there.
Well, that's what we're saying. We could have argued, no, the Kayan right now.
Right, you could have argued.
Right. So once that's true, the Kayan can't, so then the Yisrael, it becomes a.
He's there and he can do it, but he's got a chiyuv of a meis mitzvah. Yisrael does.
Yes, that's only true once we put. We're it's a catch 22.
Yeah.
Right. We're saying the reason why the Kayan is not called meis mitzvah is because since he can pass on to the Yisrael. But calls when the Kayan has the mitzvah, the Yisrael doesn't have the chiyuv. So maybe it's not then there is a meis mitzvah for the kohen. So, well, no, but since once you make it a meis mitzvah, the kohen also for the kohen, it'll be a meis mitzvah for the Yisrael. The male, it's also for the kohen. Void raya mihadar mina but the common parent kohen gadol b'nozer yitame nozer by yitame kohen gadol discuss a situation where we have an issue of one or the other who should be mitame for the meis. It should be the kohen gadol or the nozer. So it says the nozer should be mitame, not the kohen gadol. Timo, in some ways, the isser of nozer is more chomer than the isser of kohen gadol, but the kohen gadol's kedusha is mechay, but the nozer should do it. So he changed the gift of a kolshkein, Kohen Yisrael. If you have a choice in a Kohen Yisrael, if we're saying you have a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol, we give the mildest Kedushas Kahuna that overrides the Isser of Nazir, where he has an Isser. So vis-a-vis Shar Krivim, a Kohen is the same as a Kohen Gadol. He has an Isser. So if you have Yisrael and a Kohen, Kohen Yisrael, Yitama Yisrael, why Yitama Kohen? Okay. Okay, Meisrei. So this is my current hedget. It says, "Lo itamo," that he has a mitzvah to me, itame to his wife, which Chazal learned out that it's a tachiyuv to be mitame. No. The puzzle written by the sister. So she hasn't married yet. So he has a mitzvah to be mitame to her. For her, Yitama. Venom Atama Leva Reha. Abram and Achai generates Tumah, and there's an Issa for a Kayan to Matama to Abram and Achai. It has the same thing as Tumah's Mace. Can the Kayan brother be Matama to take care of the Abram and Achai of his sister? The puzzle says no. For her, as a person, the Yitama. But there's no dinner mimatama the labor rehab. If he shed a matama labor minachai, now there's a girsa of the rush and matama labor minachai, but the labor minamase shall aviv, or not even for an abram minamase of the father, there's no dinner mimatama. Now the gears of the Torah is the fish and metam labor minachai shall aviv. Not only by the sister, but even by the father, there's no dinim metam for Abram minachai. Now, then it says, "Avol machzerhu al etzem kesara," but he returns to bury even a small piece of bone the size of a barley corn. Once he's been nitma for the body of the mace, he realizes that there's a little piece missing. So even though he cannot be metame for Aver, an Aver of a Chai, or even an Aver of the mace, but once he's been metame for the whole mace, to go back to make sure that he get the piece that he missed, even if it's all is the size of an Etzem Kesara, he's Machzer.
So is that true, but then also the Aver?
Well, Kavul Chermit to the Aver. So my Machzer, what does it mean? Machzer al Etzem Kesara. Lavlem, what doesn't it mean? The Mixer port. Now that even though it's a mixer porta, so he buried him the first time missing something, and what the part we're saying is bury him, and then there's a chiyuv to go back and add the other part. But now we're talking a case he's missing an aver, and we're being matam, and the son is being matam to the father, even though he's missing an aver, and it's saying, and then go back and retrieve the aver and bury that as well. So according to Rav, once he's chaser, the Morris assume once he's chaser and aver, how is he allowed to be matamim to start with? Just a kasha and Rav.
So that was, you going back to the head?
Right. So we're saying, according to the mace is going back on Rav. Rav said that it's missing an aver, it has to be sholem. So now we're darshing, an aver is missing, and he's been metama to the father, and saying not only that, once he's talking to the father for burying the father, he can go back and retrieve the aver and bury the aver also.
This was etzmesor.
Well, the point of the Bryce was was even an etzem kesara. We're learning from, we're saying not an eiver min a chai, but an eiver min a mace. Oh, yes, be metamel to it, and then only that, even an eiver min a mace, and even an etzem kesara of the mace. That's the flow from an eiver to etzem. The gears of the Mora, the word low goes before. It doesn't have the word low. It says lav. Doesn't mean to say the mitzvah purta. Even if it's missing something, you bury it. Then it goes ahi or bihuda. That's the Mora's territory. So we'll leave the territory for tomorrow.